Hi guys, welcome back to Valerie Talks. It's been a really long time and I'm really sorry I've not been so consistent. I had a whole lot going on, but hopefully we're back and we'll be better at this period. So on today's episode, which is the sixth one, I'll be doing something really different. It's a relationship Q&A, so I'll be answering some particular questions which people sent to me. And some particular questions were actually similar, so I tried to merge them as one. So without further capping, let's get started. The first question is it okay to be friends with an ex? Depending on why you guys broke up, it can be okay and cannot be okay. If it was a really toxic relationship, it cannot be okay. All I can say is make peace with that particular person. You're not friends, you're not enemies. If you need help and you have to go to a particular person, the person can render you help as long as it is within that person's power. The only time you can be friends with an ex is if you guys broke up because you're better off as friends. More like you're not compatible as partners, but you can work out as friends. Some people might just maybe start dating and it's like different differences well between themselves, so you know that okay, yes, we cannot work out, we tried, it did not work, let's just stay as friends. So at that particular point you can be friends with your ex, but then don't get too close, because most likely on a scale of 1 to 100, 95% out of 100, most ex that end up becoming too close will still end up doing shit. So just better if you're just like maybe friends, like, oh, hope you're fine, okay, no problem, once in a while kind of thing. So that way you're like friends with a particular person and you're not making things more complicated for you guys. Do you understand? So the second question is, I don't know how to be in a relationship, any advice? For you to be in a relationship, you must be mentally ready for that relationship, and then it happens naturally. You cannot just stay and want to be in a relationship until you find somebody. When you really love somebody, you are on the scale of 100, 30% ready. That's like the first factor. The second one is compatibility, comprehension, communication, understanding. Oh, that's also comprehension. So you have to be compatible with that particular person for it to work out. You have to understand that particular person for it to work out. You have to have good communication skills for it to work out. If you are the type that cannot open up to somebody when something is wrong with you, then you won't do well in a relationship because your partner would feel left out. Partner might even feel useless, like, I'm dating you, you can never open up to me, who else do you want to talk to, and all of that. So until you're ready to like bring yourself out there, like put yourself out there and know that you cannot be selfish, you would have to like compromise, you have to sacrifice some particular things, until you acknowledge those particular factors, you cannot be in a relationship. Then once you know those particular things, that like once you know their stand, you would actually be in a relationship when the time comes. I hope this answers it. The third question, since I gave birth to my child, my baby father cheats on me, but I still love him. What should I do? To be honest, the longer you stay in a relationship that is toxic or that is abusive or that is manipulative, what is anything, the harder it is for you to heal. Let's say, for example, if you and your girlfriend break up March, by December, you might feel better, or at least a very good portion of your heart would have healed. But if you wait till like maybe December period to now break up because you're trying to like still hold on to something that's not even there, in a year plus, you might still be broken. Because the longer you stay somewhere, you have the good side, you have the bad side. So aside the bad part, you're still building memories of you guys together. So it's like harder, because it's not even about breaking up, it's about memories that comes with it. Because it's one thing to break up and then memories for it not even haunt you, and then you start missing the person all over again. So you have to leave that relationship now, because if I'm being honest with you, most likely you will still leave eventually. So it's not better for you to just leave now and bear the hurt and it get better, even if it's like in a year time or two, that for you to stay there and stay like maybe extra years and then you move, like you're going to be hurt beyond words, you'll be broken almost beyond repair. And for you to now find somebody else, you may not be the toxic person, you may not be the one with whole issues, because you are carrying the load from your last relationship, the load there into this new one. So you'll be really problematic, really, really insecure, really, really defensive. You'll be everything that you might even be the one to even cheat in this particular scenario, because you feel like, oh, that person do stuff to me, it might be the same, and you put your guards up unnecessarily. So no. Then the fourth question is, I want to shoot my shot, but I don't know if I can do long distance relationship. For you to do a long distance relationship, you have to be able to resist temptations and distractions. You have to be used to knowing that this person cannot be at your beck and call with this person every now and then. And if you are cool with particular things, if you are cool with enduring to when you guys see him like once a year or twice a year, if you are cool with it, then you can. But if you know that deep down within you, if it's temptation, you will not resist it. You know that you want that person every now and then, you want to be called, you want to be pampered, then you cannot do it. Please look for somebody else. Don't break somebody's heart. Then, okay, Chidera sent me something really random. How can I get a flat tummy without doing anything? Sis, please go and sit down. Okay, so this is the fifth question or so thereabouts. I don't know, I've lost count. How long should the talking stage last? So, how long it should last? 3 to 6 weeks, like I would always say. But at the same time, people have like different time frames. Distance could matter. And the truth is, you can't know somebody completely in like a month to 2 months. It's not possible. Only if you guys are ready to make efforts, are ready to commit, are ready to make sacrifices, I know that it's not going to be all rosy, but because we want to be with each other, we will do this. That is when it can actually last, like the relationship after the talking stage. If not, you're on your own. And this question, is it wrong to date someone without seeing the person? It's very wrong. I know there was this thread on Twitter where a girl met a guy that was like 6'3 or 6'5. I can't remember what height exactly, but it was like above 6'2 definitely. And then they went for a date, and then she saw this guy was like 5'4 or 5'5, and it's all surprised. Like, how the hell would you take off 1 foot? It's one thing to lie about inch, it's one thing to lie about feet. That's one particular thing. Second one is, what if you're not like attracted to that particular person? Like, what if you don't like that person? You don't find the person attractive? Like, what are you going to do? So, until you see somebody before you can actually date that person, some might even be catfish, might be photogenic, and all of that, you don't want to get disappointed. Trust me. Then, this question, what does it feel like to be a virgin from the girl aspect? Okay, he rephrased the question. He's like, what does it feel like for a girl who is a virgin, that her body doesn't want sex? With her body wants sex, but she doesn't. How does it feel like to be a virgin girl? Okay, see something. For you to say her body wants sex, that means she wants to be satisfied and all of that. And sincerely, sex is overrated. You can't do without it to an extent. As long as you understand her body, you can give her orgasm without having to get laid with her. So when you understand her body, you realize that it's not really her wanting sex, but her body wanting to be satisfied. I don't even get what I'm trying to say. Like, just know her turn-ons, her soft spots, and all of that, and then you can work on it. Personally, to me, sex is not everything, sha. Somebody might feel like it's everything for them, so let me not really judge it. Okay, so this question is, I've been dating for 2 years and I found that my partner was AS and I'm also AS. What do I do? Bro, Jesus Christ. The hard truth and the only truth is you would have to separate. Because what if you keep it to 3 SS? You just have to separate. Except there's a way around, maybe before that particular time, there'll be a way to find out your baby genotype before you give birth. And if you want to, like, I don't know, but the only thing I know is you'd have to separate. That's why I always advise, before you even, like, once you like a person at all, ask for the person's blood genotype group. Sorry, the blood group and genotype. Just ask for everything so you don't get, like, led. Like, you don't lead your own and eventually ends in tears or something. So this one is, how do I balance the attention between my girlfriend and my career? Okay, for you to have a girlfriend that knows you have a career, She has to understand your schedule. She has to know that you might not really have time. And on your own part, you can try to call maybe like before you go to work, check up on her while at work or like after. And then those times when you have had time, make it count. Be open to her, be expressive with her. Let her feel you might not have her time for like maybe you might just have maybe just 1 hour out of the whole day for her, even though you should do more than 1 hour sharp. But at least make that particular period with her count. Let her feel your presence. Let her feel love. Let her feel everything she's supposed to feel. So she understands that, okay, yes, you are the busy type, but then once you have her time, you are there for her 100. So this question, wait, I think I'm almost done. Sorry, let me go through everything again. Okay, this is the last question. Yes, I've been dating this guy for a while, and then he's really, really manipulative. He cheats on me, and he takes me for granted. We've broken up a couple of times. I'm really tired. I like him, but I don't know what to do. You have to be open. You have to confront him and tell him what you want and what you cannot tolerate. And if he doesn't want to make effort, if he's unmoved by your sufferings or by your heartaches and all of that, then you have to move on. Like, you have to end the relationship, end everything. So let me just go through all the questions and be sure I was able to answer them. Oh, okay, I did not exactly. I knew I skipped 2 questions. This particular question is, what's the best way to find out how far your crush is willing to place you without asking questions? Okay. So, when the person makes plans. If, for example, your crush is, oh, today I'm going to go jogging, I'm going to do that, and person like, okay, person involves you in the littlest way, that is a good sign. Then, you know how maybe someone can ask, how was your day? You can tell a particular person it was fine. Another person can ask how your day went, and you'll be like, oh, it was just there, I did this, I did that. That means that you care for that particular person, either as a really good friend or you like that particular person. So if your crush really takes out time to like explain certain details to you, then that could be a great sign. And if your crush hits you up, at least not every time, you always want texting to know how you are, talks to you and all that, like, those are signs that the person really rates you. But that is still not enough. You have to like ask so you don't get led on your own. So that's that. And this one is, how do you talk to someone who made the mistake but is playing the victim's card here? It's really annoying me, but same way, if I don't apologize, I'll be the one hurting more. So there are 3 reasons for this. 1, the person might be manipulative as anything. Maybe he's just that way. Secondly, not 3 reasons, more like 3 ways to it. 3, whatever it is. Secondly, maybe because before now, because right now you've gotten to your very last point, before now you like tolerate it, the best now got comfortable that, oh yes, this particular guy will endure all these things I'm putting, she's like, he's going to endure everything, if you have issues he'll come and tell me sorry first and all. So she got comfortable around that particular behavior of yours, so it's going to be very, very hard for her to like just switch up, point like just switch up into something else. Then the 3rd one is matching energy. Like, the person is playing the victim's card, you cannot carry lash too. Let's be realistic. You know that you're not at fault. The person is like guilt trip you. You have to like turn the tables. So if you don't give the person that same energy, it's not going to work out. So this particular 3 reasons, whichever one it is, you have to like confront this particular person. You have to state everything out and know how to tackle your problem. Either you're confronting this particular person personally or you are giving the person matching energy. Whichever one. But if the person doesn't budge, if the person doesn't change or something, then you have to leave the relationship. I think with that said, I've answered all the questions I have. So if you feel I've not answered some particular questions, you can like drop them in any of my social media handles or text me or send an anchor voice note or whatever thing it is. Then once I get like a handful of questions, I'll do an updated Q&A on relationship. And I've gotten to the end of this podcast. I give advice based on personal thoughts, personal preference. It might vary with somebody else, but I try to give my sincerest thoughts on it, and I feel it was worth it. And I hope this podcast serves its purpose out there to anybody who is in need of it. And until next time, Valerie.